And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Can you be a whistleblower if it's your job to blow the whistle? I'm Ben Ford from VeralDana's Labor and Employment Group. Whistleblower protection laws are designed to encourage people to drop a dime on their employer's illegal or unsafe activity. The law does this by guaranteeing protection from retaliation from the employer. Often, underperforming employees will claim immunity from termination because they complained about activity going on in the company. Well, what happens when that employee is the one who is actually paid to uncover the activity in the first place? In a recent case, an employee in an HR department was terminated for poor performance and then brought a claim against the company claiming she was actually terminated for bringing incidents of sexual harassment to the attention of management. An Alabama federal court dismissed the case, ruling that it was the employee's job to bring up those incidents in the first place, and that, quote, the employee engages in protected activity if she crosses the line from being an employee performing her job to an employee lodging a personal complaint, end quote. We call this the manager rule. Got a question about a whistleblower case? Contact Veral Dana.
And that's your HR tip of the week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.